You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
You know how I do. Sport mode, fly like Mew. Charged up like Raichu. See him trying to jog my moves. Yeah, I was on the block like you. Just another Northside youth. Where a dollar make a dream come true. Well, we pull up to the scene, go boom, boom, boom. I'm a catcher. Never start out. Yeah. Life a blessing. So I ball out. I ain't gotta tell her. They know what I'm all about. Yeah. Heavy stepping. Tell them calm down.
Yo.
Sam. 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 Oh no, no news. That's wrong.
Oops, no news.
Oops, no news.
Oops, no news.
Hey guys, welcome to Critical Hit. We're supposed to be a Pokemon podcast that talks about Pokemon and the Pokemon TCG and other parts of the Pokemon fandom. But we lost our news.
I found it.
Did you check your pockets?
No, I was looking for us. Oh. We were gone, but I found us.
Oh, you found us.
I found us. The meaning of life.
The meaning of life.
Also the super sick meme.
I've not seen it yet.
So good. No one has. Yeah.
John Cena surprises kid.
I'm a monster.
Oh no.
Welcome to Critical Hit.
Don't fuckle or shuckle.
Rest.
So yeah. I am Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattooed.raichu, even though I haven't posted in a while. But that's because I haven't bought cards, because I'm having a hard time finding them. And unfortunately, I'm going to be honest, I've been too lazy to go to another part of town to get them, even though technically it's like 3 minutes the other direction.
My name is Sam. You can find
Bashkabantha, Pajama Pants... Hat Antha.
You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer. I also have not posted a lot recently because I do not take pictures well. But I'm there. I exist. I'll talk to you if you talk to me.
So we're going to go ahead and go straight into it and give you our trainer challenge this week. Hey, Sam, what is their trainer challenge? Oh, no, I know what it is. Here's the thing. If you want an entry into our giveaway, which is growing slowly.
But surely,
by the end of the episode of the season, we will introduce a winner who will get a bunch of Pokemon cards and shit. The trainer challenge is you have to do the don't fuckle with shuckle thing. If you don't like to cuss, you could say don't frickle with shuckle. Or some sort of other censored variant. But you just need to do a video in your story and tag us. So if you would like to know how it's done, you just put your arms out, extended in like a worship format, and you let them bounce and say, don't fuckle with shuckle. Rest. And just kind of create a rhythm. Just make sure you tag us, and that will be an entry.
Yeah, definitely. Also, don't forget, you have up until that we record that last episode. So you have up until like episode 19 to complete any and all challenges we have already issued. So do those as well. Don't forget, Just like Jake said, you need to be tagging us, because if you don't tag us, we can't see them. Right. And if we can't see them, you won't get an entry.
Right. Also, if your account's private and you've been tagging us, make sure you follow us. Maybe send us a DM so we can follow you and approve us, so that way we can count that. Because the last thing we want to do is not get notifications from you.
Because you're private.
Right. And we're not saying under your privacy. We will respect your privacy
situation,
but we want to make sure you get free shit if you want free shirt.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and get straight into it. Sam, how was your week?
It was good. For the most part, it was good. I feel like the honeymoon phase of like everybody so excited to be back to school is ended, but that's right. Okay. Just we're coming off of a long 3-day weekend. Thank mm-hmm. you, Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And so we're ready to get back to it, prepping right. for our first concert.
Do you have school tomorrow? Is it tomorrow teacher work day?
Tomorrow for middle school and elementary schools, it is a teacher in service day where we have meetings. No, planning is elementary. They get a plan day.
Oh, so they get days off, but you have to work.
Yeah. Ooh. So my students get a 4-day weekend. You're friggin' welcome.
And you get shafted.
And I get to go to meetings all fucking day.
That's a bummer. I was so excited for it. I was like, ooh, congratulations. But no.
Nope. Elementary gets a planning day, so they get a teacher work day. I get in services. I get meetings. And high school kids have school.
Losers.
Friggin' nerds.
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 No, that's pretty cool. I'm stoked for you. Has it, like, slowed down for you and stuff since then? You kind of get in the rhythm or groove of things?
The groove is there, thank God. But now the marching band I work with, all their events are starting to ramp up. So I'm going to be spending a lot more time out of school doing more things. But it's okay, because marching band is my nice little coping mechanism to where I get to hear music that wasn't made by 12-year-olds.
Right. So this first concert, is it the pop punk is not dead?
It is not. It has to be a nice formal concert so I can introduce myself to the parents.
Oh, okay. So this the pop punk's not dead is it's going to be at the end of the year when you don't give a fuck anymore.
Probably.
Okay. So I am going to look for music actively now that I have more time.
Actively look for music.
So
just J.W. Pepper.
Yeah. So what I've been up to, so I'm going to enroll into barbering school, or I'm in the middle of doing that, so I could Sweeney Todd my enemies and make some money while doing it.
If I decide to shave the side of my head again, can you do like a cool design in there?
Dude, yes, it'll look like a dick.
Perfect. Just what I want.
No, you know, so I'm planning on opening up a barber shop and then like a chicken pot pie stand next to it. So it's going to be great.
Oh, I did the chicken cross the road.
To get to the other side. That's a pretty morbid joke. It's like someone like explained that like the chicken crossing the road was actually them like, getting to the, yeah.
Yeah. The more you know.
So we're going to go straight into it. So Dialga and Garchomp C
Garchomp C level X.
Dude, I can't, like, we barely just started the news and I've already fucked up.
We're doing so good, guys. Yeah,
the 25th anniversary collection, a new
I'm not looking at that story, so it's all you.
Dialga.
There it is.
Will debut in the 25th anniversary collection, which become our celebration set in October. I have a feeling we're going to be pretty dry on news up until October because there's so much going on. Like, October is going to be our month.
Yeah, without a doubt.
For sure. So
my mom was telling me, she goes, where do you find Pokemon cards? Because I want to start buying your Christmas crap. And I said, you know what? You should wait until October. Because that's when the set I really want's coming out.
Right.
She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so Dialga will be a metal card with an HP of 130. It'll be a basic Pokemon. And then we have Garchomp. These cards look pretty cool.
I love the Garchomp level X. I actually think I have the original of that card, so it's pretty nostalgic. The Garchomp C is the champion's Pokemon. It is Cynthia's. If you've ever played Diamond and Pearl, or if you're going to play Diamond and Pearl when it comes out in November, you face Cynthia in perhaps one of the most OP Pokemon on the face of the goddamn earth.
Right, you get pretty fucked, is her Garchomp.
That was the first one that I actually couldn't clear the championship, like, first go around, and it was because of that Garchomp.
Yeah, the packaging for this was pretty cool. I'm excited for it. It's gonna be a fun set. And, you know, if you're taking a break from collecting, which it sucks because I've been trying to, I could just technically go to PokeCenter and order the ETB. But, you know, if you're kind of taking a break from collecting or having a hard time doing it, you are going to want to wait till October. But be on top of it. Like, the moments you see pre-orders, you clickety-click that button so hard that people think you're doing something inappropriate.
Right. You want to jump on this set for sure. It's going to be like nostalgia overload. It's going to be great. So, yeah. Going to want to be here.
Right. So, continuing on special cards, the end of special delivery Bidoof distribution. Oh,
that
or,
was going to be the one I was going to do. I'll move on. Continue.
No, I'll go ahead and let you talk about it. We like what we like to call is I'm a mooch Bidoof because he ain't doing any fucking work.
Yeah. Yeah, so more or less, you had the opportunity to get a special delivery Bidoof if you clicked on this email on or before a certain date. And then the past couple of weeks, they have been sending out codes. They've sent them out in two waves. Let's see. So only two waves of codes went out. There was the initial wave and then a second wave probably about last week. Fans will have until December 31st to redeem their code. If they received one, you can use it. And whenever you purchase $20 worth of items on PokemonCenter.com. Those who were signed up for Pokemon Center's newsletter before July 1st and clicked on the link in the Bidoof Day email were eligible to receive a code. However, the Pokemon Center made no promises that everybody who did that would. Unfortunately, I did not get that email. I was super bummed. Because this card's going to be super exclusive. They only made a certain amount. And I'm just curious to how they chose, like, who got a code and who didn't.
Right. I'm gonna triple and double check just in case I did. Because if I got that code, I'm going to frame it in the biggest frame possible for the tiniest card.
The Bidoof.
Just a massive frame, like an 18 by 18 frame.
I love the fact that he's in a baby Bjorn. And this might be a card that I spend entirely too much money on eBay just to get. Because
it's Bidoof-ful.
It's beautiful.
It's Bidoof.
Also, Click Clacks provided to you by Displacer Dice Club.
I like how when Brittany's not on here anymore, we have more ASMR than ever.
Listen to those click clacks.
Click clack, clickety clack, clack.
Go check out Displacer Dice Club if you like dice.
Also, first of all, sorry, I don't mean to digress.
But,
what the fuck, Sam? Matt told me what you guys did to those poor, innocent, dancing drow. Like...
To be fair, I was riding on a saber-toothed tiger.
Like, first of all, they were just naked dancing and worshiping in their own happy village. And don't use, oh, they're drow. That's racist.
First off, I wanted to tell you, Matt left this part out. I told the party that we should leave them alone and let them enjoy their night. And everyone is like, no, we've got to kill them.
So, and you were just like, oh, let's just murder them? Like, you might as well?
I rode on a saber-toothed tiger. It was cool. Hey, we brought most of them back up. We're fine.
You basically, I'm flat out going to say, you guys basically clan-killed these drow. Like, if there was ever a Jim Crow racist moment in D&D, you guys have successfully done it.
I didn't know any better. Not an excuse, but I didn't know
any better. Hashtag Drow Lives Matter.
Yeah, it was an interesting session. We ended with slaughtering them and then bringing, like, most of them back up. But I guess there were a bunch more in the tents that we didn't
talk about. And, like, the crazy thing is, I think Matt said that he had planned for them to, like, give you guys a bunch of stuff, food and shelter, and, like, clues, and, like, actually help you out, and that they were kind and welcoming, and they would have been great friends. And you're like, nope, we literally chose violence.
I did not make that first attack. My initiative roll was very low. I just went with the party. I am a follower.
If they all jumped off a bridge, would you too?
Probably.
Oh, God.
I mean, our party literally jumped off a bridge in another campaign, so...
Fair. Just saying. Anyways, so moving on, now that I have outed Sam as a terrible person in Dungeons & Dragons...
I said we should leave them alone.
It's too late. They're dead.
We brought six of them back up. I didn't. I was just riding around on this tiger.
So, VMAX Climax.
Yeah!
That's inappropriate.
We'll release in Japan.
On December 3rd, we first discovered its trademark in January and theorized it would be the name of an upcoming set.
Yeah, we did.
We can reveal at this time the set will feature 185 cards and a secret rare portion will contain... shiny Pokemon. As expected, the set will be Japan's annual high-class set. This means it should feature reprints from last year's, as well as a large number of secret rares, as with a tag All-Stars GX Ultra Shiny and Shiny Star V. The sell sheet mentions shiny versions of Rayquaza VMAX, Duraludon VMAX, and Mew VMAX.
There's going to be another shiny Mew card. I'm so excited.
Dope. And they will be secret rares. This would make it the third high-class set in a row to include shiny Pokemon. We will also see secret rares of Nessa, B, Alistar, Rayhan.
Rayhan.
Rayhan. Adventure Discovery, and new Ariola.
Acerola,
and Galar friends. The latter should be similar to Alola friends. Some of the aforementioned gym leaders will appear in their alternate designs from their league cards of the four Nessa, Alistar, and different looks in the games. And these are the ones with the signatures on there.
So I don't think the cards themselves are going to have the signature. But these are showing. I know these are showing the league cards, and so if you do the post game stuff where you catch either Zacian or Zamazenta, whichever one, essentially you have to go to each of the gyms and try and stop the crazy Dynamaxing Pokemon while you're chasing down Swordward and Shield Burt, and then the gym people. What are they called? Gym leaders. Good lord.
You know, here's the thing. Our Pokemon drought has lasted so long that I think we forgot to Pokemon.
We forgot how to Pokemon. So, essentially, during that point, the gym leaders feel it is necessary to give you their league card again. But this time it's the rare version. So you're actually... I guess we're actually getting cards... of the rare version of each of these league cards, which is cool.
I'm still an advocate for the signature one because that Marnie card was so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. So we need more of that. I'm not going to say that in a name again. Well, you know what? We're just going to say Ariola.
Acerola.
Ariola will be printed with a new effect.
Fuck.
Smaller and browner. Either that or it's a new card featuring Ariola's determination.
Fucking stop.
Ultra Ball will be printed in the set. The production sheet doesn't say it will be a secret rare. Each booster pack of VMAX Climax will contain 11... The fact that I keep mispronouncing the name Ariola in VMAX Climax does not help.
You know what we still haven't heard information about is Starbirth.
We have VMAX Climax, Starbirth, and Ariola. Hashtag Pokemon Master Sex. Will contain 11 cards instead of the usual 5, including a holo energy card. This might even mean a reverse holo. Booster packs will retail for 550 yen each. For comparison, Shiny Star V featured 10 cards per pack, cost 55 yen, and included one guaranteed Pokemon V or VMAX. No word yet if VMAX Climax will be guaranteed, though.
Hmm.
I think it just depends on if you hit the right spot.
How long you go. Okay. Up next, we have some information about a new, less disgusting name set.
I need to see sex.
Fusion Strike products have officially been revealed. TPCI has officially revealed Fusion Strike. Last time on our last episode, a couple weeks ago, we told you the name Fusion Strike. But now we finally have products. The set will release on November 12th.
Dude, that ETB looks so fucking cool.
It will be based on Japan's Fusion Arts set, which includes a third battle style called Fusion. Our English set will also include cards cut from Evolving Skies. The set will feature over 260 cards. Four-pack artworks feature Mew, Genesect, Gengar VMAX, and Boltund. The Elite Trainer Box features Mew with a gradient from purple to pink behind it, and then a blue dotted psychic pattern. And then on the inside, it has...
I would almost say it's like a squared halftone spiral.
Are you looking at the regular Elite Trainer Box? Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, okay, yeah, the psychedelic. Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyways, keep going.
It features different kinds of sleeves. Oh, I really like the dice for that.
Dude, the dice are pretty.
Right. Just like every other ETB, it features a playing book, burn and poison counters, sleeves, dividers, a set of dice, 45 energies, and 8 packs. We also have the Pokemon Center exclusive ETB, which is primarily blue and features another psychedelic pattern on it, which looks pretty cool. Still features Mew at the forefront. Our three-pack blisters will feature Espeon and Eevee.
Mm-hmm.
Our Check Lane blister number 1 will feature Tepig. Check Lane blister number 2 will feature Blitzel. And both of those will, at least for right now, appear to have Raikou coins, right, but that may just be a placeholder. Our premium Check Lane blisters will feature the Rillaboom and Cinderace families. We're also having the continuation of the Build and Battle Stadium.
Dope.
Yeah. So last one, which hasn't come out yet, it comes out in September. We'll talk about that in a second. Has two Build and Battle boxes, and mm-hmm. at the front it featured Rayquaza. Well, this one will have two Build and Battle boxes as well as 4 additional packs. Burn and poison counters, and features Mew on the front. Of course, we're also going to have the Build and Battle box, the mini portfolio, and then
some promo images.
Yeah, promo images. That's to pre-order.
Dude,
now.
This seems like a fun thing.
Seems like a fun set.
I think this is perfect timing because Diamond and Pearl comes out when
November 19th.
So honestly, like with these battle styles coming out and then the new styles being kind of similar, something, the similar mechanic being introduced in the game, this is perfect timing. Obviously, it's not coincidence. It's planned.
Yeah, they've naturally been planning this for a while in advance.
But this is a really cool mechanic and feature that I'm actually excited to check out, you know?
Yeah, and over the past like week or so, they have revealed different pictures and different artworks from the set. And just going through them quickly, we have Pyukumuku, Gudra, Togedemaru, Latios.
Latida, Latidi.
Here's the Pyukumuku. It's like one of those like pencil sketches almost, and it shows him like jumping out of the water.
Dude, I love it.
And the set just looks fun. And I can't wait to see more coming. You know, it doesn't seem like it's going to be one of those like super hot commodity, ridiculously hard to find sets. But similar to Battle Styles, I think it'll be good. And I really did enjoy Battle Styles.
So you know what you're going to enjoy more? Because this is a collection that's specifically made for you.
Hmm.
Only for you. you know, in Too Bad Britney's Not at GameStop, because the V Memories Collection is in fact exclusively to GameStop. Despite Pokemon.com's initial announcement, the V Memories Collection is in fact exclusive to GameStop stores as of posting cost of $29.99 in-store and $39.99 online. As posted before, GameStop Pro members can pre-order the item today ahead of the general public tomorrow. Pro memberships cost $15 a year. And then a few weeks ago, you know, PokeBeach revealed a V Memories collection would be sold at GameStop, speculating it would be exclusive to the store since stores cannot order it from distributors. However, Pokemon.com stated that it would be sold everywhere. They revealed this collection last week, which speculated it wasn't correct. Pokemon.com has now corrected their statement.
Yeah.
But if you look at this packaging, it's featuring your boys, Sylveon and Charizard.
It is literally my box.
With a Sylveon pin and a Charizard coin. It straight up, and what I love about this coin, it straight up looks like the power coin from Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of the Tyrannosaurus sword, you have the Charizard sword.
I actually have this coin, and that's the coin I play with, so I'm definitely gonna... I'd love to have another coin that I'm not beating the crap out of.
Right. So but... I just have to ask you, as this being your boys, as this is like the homies, dude, how stoked are you on this box? Have you already pre-ordered it?
I didn't know it existed until today. I'm gonna actually hop on GameStop here soon and look for it, probably tonight, because not only does it come with... both of those promos cards of Lance's Charizard and Dark Sylveon. You're also getting a jumbo, and I don't know if you're getting both jumbos because they have the promo image hidden. I'd love to get a jumbo of each of those. That'd be super cool. And then it also comes with, it looks like, 6 Celebrations packs and 2 other additional packs. The stand-in place art has Darkness Ablaze and Chilling Rain, which I would absolutely love. I'd be totally okay with either of those pictures.
So I'm reading the back of the box, a foil oversized card featuring Lane's Charizard V. So you will not be getting a Sylveon card of that.
That's okay. You get the promo of Lance's Charizard, the promo of Dark Sylveon, 6 celebration packs, 2 additional Pokemon TCG boosters, a collector's pin featuring Sylveon, a metallic Pokemon coin featuring Charizard, the oversized featuring Lance's Charizard V, an information sheet, and a code card. So, I'm probably going to purchase multiple of this box, not going to lie.
Yeah.
I just want an army of Sylveon pins.
You know, remember when, like, studded, like, jackets and, like, the spikes and hats and stuff was, like, total rage?
Yeah.
You're just going to get a denim vest.
A denim vest.
A denim vest.
Ooh.
A denim vest and just, like, lined with, like, Sylveons.
Yeah.
Like, you just add a Sylveon pin for every, like, opponent you beat.
I'd have, like, 4. No, I'd have 4. No, I have a cork board of just my Pokemon pins. And so I think having a whole horde of Sylveons would just be funny.
Right.
But I can guarantee you, based off of what's in there, it's probably going to be about a $40 box, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, but I probably won't be buying 20 boxes like I would want.
I mean...
I could. Always could.
Listen, YOLO. You only live once, Sam. Spend the money on the stuff that you enjoy. And that is Sylveon and Charizard. Here's the thing.
Sylveon and Charizard. I have them both tattooed on my body.
Also, we'll talk more about this in new pulls. But I have to say, that card you pulled.
My son will talk about it more in new pulls. Because yeah. I actually got other stuff that was better than that card. Mm. But it's my son.
Is it better? Like, on paper maybe? But is it?
He'd be spitting.
he's actually Vince Staple. Anyway, so that kind of beats it down for our TCG news. Sam, do you want to take us away on a wild ride for video game news?
Yeah, there's not a lot, which is okay. I mean, on the weekends, usually Sword and Shield does like a raid den switch, and then it goes back to whatever their normal thing is. So that's done. But if you want to try something new in Sword and Shield, go ahead and do that. But our main news for the video game news all revolves around Pokemon Unite. And it's going to until Sword and Shield, until Diamond and Pearl come out. First thing is that the new update and Blastoise, including its holoware, are now live in Pokemon Unite. And the clothes they gave this poor Pokemon to wear makes him look like a dapper gentleman.
Aww.
In clothes that do not necessarily fit because it's a turtle.
Aww.
But he's got like a green vest and like a dress shirt underneath and a top hat. And he is a dapper, proper gentleman. So that is live in Pokemon Unite. If you want to play as Blastoise, go ahead. Cerebee.com has all the stats for that Pokemon if you are curious on how well he does.
I still haven't played it.
Bro.
I know. Here's
you have the time now.
I know. Here's the thing. I'm going to be vulnerable and honest. I'm a little butthurt that my homeboy made it into a rap song, but he can't make it in a fucking video game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck, Pokemon? What the fuck?
Write a strongly worded letter.
I am. Dear Pokemon Company!
Put Raichu in Pokemon Unite! In other Pokemon Unite news, it is said that Raichu will never be in the game, and that Jake can go fuck off. No.
Aww.
Aww. It says, it has been confirmed that there have been 5 million pre-registrations of Pokemon Unite on the mobile version, due for release on September 22nd. This means the gift of a Pikachu festival-style holoware will be given to all mobile players at launch. Alongside this, a new goal has been added. If players reach 7.5 million pre-registered by launch, all players will then get an additional 1,000 EOS tickets. You can pre-register on both the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. I'm telling you right now, I have pre-registered. Will I play it on mobile? I'll try it. I might not play it too much, but
that's what my beard sounds like.
That's what sounds like?
My beard.
It's weird. I'll have to see how it works on mobile. I really like it on the big screen of the TV.
Right.
Easier for me to see. My vision is crappy and I need new glasses. Right.
Which we still need to upload our booty pics onto Instagram so we could have the Peach-o-meter.
Oh, shit.
It's like, here's the thing. It's such a fun thing to do that we're just sleeping on such a beautiful thing.
I know, the Peach-o-meter. I took so many ass pics.
Like, that's like the only thing I do on my Switch. Like, I don't even play the game right anymore. I'm just looking for the juiciest peach out there.
The Peach-o-meter.
We have discovered a new level in Pokemon Snap that we didn't even know was in the game. And it is thick. Thick or flat, depending, you know.
Depending on the one. Yeah. So, guess what, guys? That is all of our Pokemon video game news. But we do actually have a good little chunk for Pokemon Go.
Sweet. So we're actually going to go ahead and take a break now for real quick, and we'll be back right after this. You came, and I had a Hot Pocket. Hmm. I haven't had a Hot Pocket in a while.
How was it?
You know, I don't like them as much as I used to.
That's fair. I found fit taste change as we get older.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I guess in the political world,
I haven't been watching the news for that reason.
Yeah. I guess, did you know it's, apparently, I'm trying to make something up.
I want to talk about my naps and food.
Okay, go ahead.
Yesterday I had a Harry Potter marathon,
mm-hmm,
with some coworkers and colleagues, mm-hmm, in the district.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And before that I had D&D.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent entirely too much time dealing with D&D and did not get home till about midnight that night,
because
I like to hang out and bullshit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to make an appetizer that night. And that appetizer was like a chicken avocado pinwheel roll. It was okay. It was okay. There's the food portion. So I got about 3 hours of sleep, which was basically a nap. And then while I was there, I had deviled eggs with little olive spiders on them.
I like deviled eggs. So actually, what's happening in the political realms, it seems like right now in the Forgotten Realms, there has been a rise of racism and segregation between, I guess, the Fae and the Shadow Fae. So much so that they are being murdered in the streets while perusing around naked, trying to
they
worship
their
deity.
They weren't in the streets! They were in the middle of, like, the forest in a clearing.
We don't need your alt-right Shadow Realm,
You know, the worst part is that they come from the Shadowfell like your character does.
Yeah. Fuck off. Anyways, that's snap food in American politics.
My own brother.
Yeah.
Because everyone kept calling you a drow at the beginning of the campaign.
As long as I keep my clothes on, apparently I'm fine.
No.
Fuck off.
You're not a drow. You're Shadakai. Shadarkai. They're different.
Anyways. Pokemon Go news.
Yeah. So, as of right now, Lugia is currently in 5-star raids. He's been here for a couple of times now. I think this is like his 3rd or 4th rotation. But after Lugia comes, we will have Uxie, Mesprit, and Azelf in raids. They will be appearing in 5-star raids depending on where you are. Each Lake Guardian appears in one region. Uxie appears in the Asia... Oh my fucking god. Asia Pacific region. Mesprit will appear in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and India. And Azelf will appear in the Americas and Greenland.
Right. And then next we have Oshawa Community Day.
I wasn't done.
Oshawa Community Day. Starts Sunday, September
19th. I seriously wasn't done.
I know. I was going to keep going.
No. Every Wednesday in September, a raid hour event will occur from 6 to 7 p.m. local time. The following Pokemon will be featured for every Wednesday from here on out, starting September 15th. Uxie will appear in Asia Pacific, Mesprit will appear in Europe, Middle East, Africa, and India, Azelf, the Americas, and Greenland. So the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of September will feature those. This also finally features the shiny variant of all these Pokemon. Instead of, like, light baby blue bodies, they're a weird shade of yellow.
Ugh, they pee-peed their pants.
They pee-peed their whole bodies. And then their little head toppers are a more saturated color of what they are normally. So Uxie is yellow, so it's like a goldish.
You have Uxie, Poopsie, and Pee-Pee.
Yep. Mesprit goes from pink to red, and then Azelf goes from blue to a darker shade of blue. If you want to get your local one, then go ahead and participate in as many raids as you need to get that shiny. Also, make some international friends. Have them... Oh, hey, Coda, you scared the crap out of me. If you want some of these regional variants that you can't get otherwise, make some international friends. Have them invite you to raids. There is an app, and I know it's on Android. I don't know if it's on iPhone, called PokéRaid, where you can jump into raids and
I'm sure it is on
Apple. I'm sure, yeah. Jump into different raids in different places so you can get those regional variants and test your luck in trying to get one of those shinies. I'm super happy that they're coming back. I just wish that at least for the raid hours that they would have done, like, all three. Because
right.
I think it's kind of shitty that they're only doing one each. Anyways, Oshawa Community Day.
So this Pokemon will be featured for September's Community Day. It starts September 19th at 11 a.m. local time and ends September 19th at 5 p.m. local time. So there'll be bonuses and there'll be shiny variants of Oshawott. The bonuses you'll get will be increased spawns, 3x catch rate, XP, 3-hour incense, and 3-hour lures.
Thanks, Coda.
Yeah, so it'll be cool. So yeah.
Do we know what the exclusive move is for that one?
The exclusive moves would be Razor Shell for the charged attack.
Very cool. Wonderful.
Yes.
And our last bit of Pokemon Go news is that Fashion Week is coming back. We have Fashion Week 2021 starting Tuesday, September 21st at 10 a.m. local time and ending Tuesday, September 28th at 8 p.m. local time. Stylishly dressed Pokemon will be making their debuts along with a fluffy and fashionable friend. Stretch your stuff with these fashionable Pokemon, new avatar items, and more during Fashion Week, taking place from September 21st to September 28th. Last year, we had Krogunk wearing a backwards hat, like a true baller. We had Smoochum wearing a bow. Kirlia wearing a bow tie and a top hat. And then Shinx wearing a bowler hat. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do this year. We haven't seen any images. The one image we have seen was from last year. I'll be curious to see if they do the same ones or if they do different ones. Hoping they'll do different ones. Thank you for putting your nose on my finger.
You're welcome. Anyways, so for new product news, we'll get straight into that. You know, again, with October coming up and the holidays coming up, we're going to be probably in the next couple of weeks having a lot of lighter news, but a Snorlax ton of product news. So November's League Battle Decks will feature single and rapid strike Urshifu VMAX. So that's pretty cool. You're going to have those yin and yang, you know, decks, mm-hmm. and it's cool, it's very cool,
it's
awesome.
And so does that article say how much they're going to cost?
Yes, they will cost $29.99 each. Strike one and finish it, or flow like a raging river with Urshifu VMAX. Choose your moment and strike with raw power, or strike 1,000 times each time, one step closer to victory. Single strike Urshifu VMAX or rapid strike Urshifu VMAX is yours in a powerful league ready deck for skilled trainers and Pokemon TCG trainers.
Very cool. In addition to their new league battle decks, both Urshifu VMAX will also be getting 2 premium collections this November. Pokemon hasn't uploaded the sell sheet for these products yet, so we don't know their specific price or date. However, they're probably going to cost $39.99, judging on the number of packs. The products are very similar to the 2 Urshifu V boxes that we got back in March. However, the products will come with an additional Urshifu V Max promo, feature it as a jumbo card instead of the regular V, and have 8 booster packs instead of 4. Mm-hmm. Both also come with their regular Pokemon V and a single or rapid strike energy.
Right.
So, this is super cool. It reminds me of the Eternatus V, like, premium collection box mm-hmm. that came with the jumbo oversized coin, the promos of V and VMAX, and then the jumbo. Yeah, it reminds me of that. You're not getting a pin, unfortunately, but still, it's a really similar concept, right. Which is
it's a cool box. So, you ready to be excited times 2?
Yes.
You ready for all of the monies to be gone?
I always am.
All right, you better let your mom know that celebration tins of Lance's Charizard V and Dark Sylveon V are coming out. Each tin will contain a promo, 4 celebration booster packs, 2 regular booster packs, and a code card. The price is currently unknown. And so it's really cool. So again, I feel like Pokemon's really paid attention that, you know, Charizard's just been a fan favorite. Same with Sylveon, and they're kind of just like, give us the monies.
Right. I'm going to say this is complete and utter fan service. There are I'm sure there are more competitively viable cards in the set. I'm sure there are better looking cards in the set, but they're like, no. You know what makes us money? Charizard. You know what else makes us money? Sylveon.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. I think you... Some people are going to argue with me on this, but I don't think you always need, like, super well playable luxury cards to make a set fun. You know, and I think as far as the celebration packs go, it really should be more about a celebration and fun rather than, like, tactical analytics in what you can do to get a leg up on the competition. Like, this is a celebration. It's supposed to be fun. Yeah. Let's take a break from the blood shed.
And celebrate.
Right. Yeah. Like, let your Pokemon stop beating each other up. Let PETA have a moment.
Yeah, so this set's going to be super fun. And I do agree, yeah, there are going to be competitive cards in this set and cards that are actually used for competition. But for the most part, people aren't going to collect this set to play with. Right. They're going to collect this set because it's cool. Mm-hmm. And this is just showing off some of those cool cards with cool Pokemon that, you know, everybody is going to eat up right away.
Right.
On September 24th, we have a Dragonite V box, but we also know that now a Hoopa V box will be releasing alongside it. Both will hit store shelves on November 12th for $19.99. The Hoopa V comes from Japan's Fusion Arts set. It'll be a dark type Pokemon with 220 HP. It is a fusion type, has the ability of double face. As long as this Pokemon is in play, it is both psychic and dark type, so that's cool. Also has Shadow Impact for 170 damage, puts 3 damage counters on one of your Pokemon. When your Pokemon V is knocked out, your opponent takes 2 prize cards. Weakness is grass times 2, no resistance, and a retreat cost of 2 energy. So, this is super cool. I'm glad that they are not just saying, Dragonite, that's it. Usually it's 2 boxes coinciding together. I think it's very weird that they chose Hoopa. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see it's the unbound version of Hoopa, because the regular version of Hoopa is just like, he's okay, he's cute. But, interesting choice. Don't love it, don't hate it, but, you know, kind of curious to see how this will shape up. The card looks super cool, at least. And, you know, I need to collect as many promos as possible. So, yeah. Hoopa's also coming out. We also have Celebrations releasing October 8th and 22nd. Be sure to pick up all that Celebration stuff, including the new products we just talked about. We have the Evolving Skies Build and Battle Stadium releasing on September 10th. We also have other V battle decks featuring Rayquaza and Noivern releasing October 8th as well, I believe.
Noivern.
The super really cool alternate art, though. He Batman. And for right now, that's all of our new products. But we do have some miscellaneous news.
Yes, which we haven't had miscellaneous news in a while. So, what do we have here for miscellaneous news? Well, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that. And what I'm going to tell you for that miscellaneous news is there's a trailer for Pokemon Evolutions, a new animated series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is an 8-part web series.
Is it going to be part of Pokemon TV?
I don't know if it'll be on Pokemon TV or just YouTube, but it is produced to help the 25 years of Pokemon. This 8-episode series will begin in Galar and accumulate in Kanto, first region that appeared in the Pokemon series. Each episode features familiar characters and Pokemon alongside a connecting thread of Pikachu that leads viewers through their voyage through the regions. Mark your calendar, because with the following dates on when each episode will be out.
The first episode premieres September 9th, 2021. But the trailer is available right now. If you just go to the Pokemon channel, Just look for the Pokemon Evolutions, you know, trailer. And these are the episode dates at which they'll release. So September 9th, 23rd, October 7th, and 21st, December 2nd and 9th, and December 16th and 23rd.
Yeah. So it will actually be on Pokemon TV as well as the official Pokemon YouTube channel.
It's kind of like that that Twilight Wing, and that was a phenomenal little miniseries.
They did. Yeah. It might also... I'm hoping they keep up with the quality... Good Lord. The quality of Twilight Wings, but make them longer.
Right.
I feel like they can go really far with a web series like this. But I am willing to bet that it's going to be about the same amount of time as Twilight Wings, in between 7 and 10 minutes per episode. That's what they've done in the past with Generations, and now we're having Evolutions. So bet you're going to get like 7 to 10 minute snippets of, fingers crossed, really high quality Pokemon content.
Right, I agree. And honestly, we're going to have more lore, more content and continuity in this world that we're going to have, you know, that not only has Journeys expanded on, but I feel like all this is kind of like built more upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be super cool. So check out that trailer. Anyways, also, the new Pokemon Masters Journeys drops on Netflix September 10th, the day right after Evolutions, which we're excited for. Expect us to do a season review of it, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Technically, according to Pokemon, this is a new show, but... Everyone knows it's going to continue the same continuity line of Journeys right where they left off, so it might as well essentially be a season three.
Right.
But because they added Master Journeys in there, it is a new show, technically.
Right. I think it's you know, it's going to up the stakes in the adventures and stuff. I'm excited for it, honestly.
Yeah. And we know just from, like, foreshadowing and seeing some other things that they're going to bring Chloe, the professor's daughter, in a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So we're getting another new character, which is cool.
Right. And we'll finally understand what Ash's mom's been doing with Mr. Mime.
Mimey.
We'll finally be catching him.
Yeah. No, just remember, Entei stole her. If you don't know what that reference is, listen to our last episode where I go on this tirade about the third Pokemon movie and why it's the best.
Listen, there's a reason why the episode's called Oh Shit. Anyways, so yeah, let's go to Sam. Tell us about your pulls. I didn't pull anything, but go ahead and tell us.
Yeah.
What did you get this week?
So I was actually lucky enough to find some Evolving Skies. I found some on... I found three packs the day it released. Didn't really pull anything. The artwork's cool. It's a cool set. But this ETB really made up for it. First, I pulled a Vaporeon VMAX. Sorry, Brittany. Then I pulled the giant trash bag of Garbodor VMAX. I pulled a Suicune V. But then I pulled my son, my child, the best dragon boy, Appleton.
Not only that, he's straight up spitting.
He is straight up spitting. Not just spitting bars, but literally spitting.
It is like the most, it's the most hilarious card I have ever seen.
His eye ears are up.
His apple is just off his head.
He be spitting.
Someone put an apple somewhere where he's not happy, or he's enjoying it. I'm not sure what's going on, but...
But yeah, he's doing like his... I guess it's his thick mucus attack, which is disgusting. But
I'm pretty sure it's not thick mucus. You know, like that nice, thick, creamy sauce inside the apple pie?
The mixture of like the apple juice and all the other stuff, yeah. It's probably that. He's right.
Spitting his cream filling.
Fucking stop. I've heard enough cum jokes this weekend. But yeah, so I pulled some really good cards out of this ETB, and with 8 packs, I got like 3 real hits and then a couple of hollows. And then my son.
And then that boy. Which, let's be honest, we all agree that this is the best card that you pulled.
There's a reason why I didn't send the other cards.
That's all that matters.
It is my son. I have him tattooed on my body.
Right. No, so it's a pretty cool pool. I need to get cards. I am going to be going to FanX in 2 weeks. So we might be skipping an episode strictly because I will be at Comic-Con.
Right.
Working for the parent company of us. And hopefully I can...
Knock Comic Talk podcast.
Right. Hopefully I can score some Pokemon products while I'm out there. You know, so it'll be good. It'll be fun. I'm excited. So congratulations on bringing the baby boy home.
My son.
Don't fuck little shuckle.
Rest.
So, guys, we're going to kind of keep this episode a little bit short. We want content to be good and fluid and natural and palatable. And so we're not going to force a main topic if we didn't have one necessarily prepared or we weren't inspired by something. So, you know, we're going to keep it fresh. Just kind of know that most likely in the next 2 weeks there won't be an episode. If there is, it'll kind of be a fun bonus one. So we're going to take a 2 week
hiatus,
so that way so we can do convention stuff and, you know, with the release schedule of every little week.
Two, so, I can also enjoy my birthday.
Right, and Sam's birthday. Happy birthday, Sam. And
yeah, thank you.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep a lookout. We're going to do some fun stuff. If you want us to rate that Pokemon's bum and you want us to post in our story, just
send us that booty pic. Send us that
booty pic of your Pokemon's boo-boo, bum-bum, on from Pokemon Snap, and we will rate the thickness of that booty.
Yeah, oh, that's gross.
What's gross?
Apparently there is a human skin phone case.
I'm upset now. Thank you for listening to Critical Hit. I am Jake. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at tattoo.raichu.
I'm Sam. You can find me on...
You're disgusting.
You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
You guys have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We're going to lose all our listeners now.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.